In order to calculate the band structure, what I did was I calculated the wave function one period later. In the Kronig-Penning model, I set the wave function at zero, and then I calculated it one period later. You don't need analytic solutions. You can just integrate the Schrödinger equation. You start with a certain value and just integrate the Schrödinger equation over one period, and you can calculate the band structure of any potential. The one-dimensional potentials are pretty easy to calculate the band structure, and there is also a program for this. So if you have a solution like that, you can calculate the band structure. I've got some different band structures down here. I take this one, so I just copy this into here. It plots the potential over there, calculates the band structure, and also the density of states. So now it's calculating both of these numerically. In the Kronig-Penning model, there's an analytic solution for both of these. But now we're just calculating them numerically, and it's calculating the density of state just by counting how many solutions there are at every energy. And if you play around with this, what you find is that the shape doesn't matter very much. The dispersion relationship always looks more or less like the free electron dispersion curve, this empty lattice model, except that it bends over, hits the Brillouin zone boundary at 90 degrees, and a gap will appear. And the size of the gap is approximately within a factor of 2 or 3 of the amplitude of the potential that you put in at the top. And then it goes on like that. And for the one-dimensional case at the edges of the band gaps, you always get these singularities in the density of states. But this is a one-dimensional thing. In 2 and 3 dimensions, it doesn't look like this. In 2 and 3 dimensions, then the you don't get these singularities at the band gaps. Okay, I could play around with other potentials, but I think I'll leave that to you, and I will stop here.